What do you think of, what kind of defender, in your opinion, has Ben Simmons become? And is he the kind of defender that the Sixers need to have consistently on Trae Young because of the height advantage?
Well, I think the luxury the Sixers have, and you know, I don't want to panic here because the series is, you know, it's still early. But you know, Doc is going to try a number of different guys on him, and I thought you saw him start off with Danny Green. And you know, I don't know if anybody at that moment covering him would have had any real impact on him. They were rolling. He was rolling. They started off really hot. At one point, was it a 17-0 run? They were shooting in the 70s percentage-wise in that first half for a good chunk of it. So I'm not sure, you know, anybody would have done anything to that. But that being said, I thought they wore on him as the game went on. Ben's physicality and his size, I thought his aggressiveness in that second half. The Sixers got punched in the mouth, and it took them a half to bounce back. The problem is they dug themselves such a big hole that, you know, they almost got out of it, but it was just too much to overcome in one half. And I think they'll be ready. The promising signs, if there is a silver lining, is that I think that's as good as Atlanta's going to play. Especially in that first half. And the 76ers had 9 turnovers in that first quarter and really didn't do much defensively. And yet at the end, when it was all said and done, they were still very much in the ball game. So I expect the Sixers to come out and be the aggressor and not the reactor in game 2. And I think things change.
In fact, I want to get to the second half because in order to get back in the game like they did and to make it really competitive down the stretch, you have to do a lot of things right. What did they do right in the second half that you think are building blocks for the rest, for not just game 2, but the rest of the way through?
Well, I think it's you build on what I just said in that you're the aggressor. They're reacting to you. The 76ers were chasing every Hawk in that first half, and you can't play that way because they're really good. And if you allow them to be the aggressor and play, you know, attacking and carefree, which is what it looked like in the first half, that you play to their strengths. And I thought the 76ers took that away for the most part in the second half. They blew up their pick and rolls. They just gave them different looks. And I thought Atlanta had at times got knocked back on their heels. And I thought that's when you saw the real 76ers. That has to be from the tap. In game 2, because Atlanta's too good to give them possessions, give them a part of a period. You've got to dominate them for 4 quarters. Trae Young's too good.